It is the next episode of Tri Talk SA. I'm Brad Brown. Thank you for joining me this week. And this week, I got someone I've been meaning to chat to forever here on the program. We've spoken to his better half, and now we've got him on eventually. And so I think the timing is perfect. I'm talking about Kent Horner. And we're chatting about the Pick and Pay and Knives and Oyster Festival, the Big Five Challenge. We spoke about it slightly briefly last week with Carla van Heestien. And this week, chatting to Kent about it. Also, just a little bit about what he's got up his sleeve for the rest of the tri-season, although it is still early days and pre-season for him. He's using the Big Five as a bit of a training base, as I am, ahead of Ironman Zurich at the end of July. So, yeah, pretty cool chat with Kent. Always great to catch up with him. And so, yeah, I hope you enjoy the chat. As always, if you want to be in touch, you can tweet us at TriTalkSA. You can also email us, podcast@tritalksa.co.za, or just look us up on Facebook as well. Let's get straight into that chat with Kent. Well, joining us this week on Tri Talk SA, Kent Horner. Kent, welcome onto the show. I've chatted to Claire. It's the first time I've chatted to you. Welcome.
Thanks.
Kent, big few weeks coming up. We're talking the Knysna Big Five, Oyster Festival Big Five that's taking place down in Knysna, first sort of week and a bit of July. How's your prep gone so far?
I think as good as any other time of the year. It's considered off season for me at this time of the year. So yeah, very nice to have Knysna on the cards because it gets me motivated and gets me going. So yeah, very early stages of training, what I'd say is a good base phase. But yeah, prep's going pretty good, and I hopefully can put up a little bit of a show at Knysna.
Yeah, it is actually quite like it's for me. I'm nowhere near to what you guys do, but for me, this is the first time that I've actually had something to train for in winter, which makes for a nice change. I mean, it's difficult getting out there when it's cold and horrible, but it makes a nice sort of twist to a year, so that you know when you're going into the actual on season, you're coming off a pretty good base.
Yeah, I think that's it. I've always said to all the athletes that we coach as well, I said, without a clear defined goal and end day, then there's no deadline, so there's no motivation to get out and go. So I think having Knysna on the cards, it definitely sets a deadline, and I've got to be fit or relatively fit at least by that period of time. And yeah, weeks clock on, and if you don't get out and keep going, then you're going to be left behind. So
yeah, and if you don't have that goal when things are horrible outside, there's no reason to get outside. So yeah, it's definitely good advice. You say you want to put up a good show at Knysna. You had a pretty decent year there last year. You podiumed. What you hoping for in 2014?
Yeah, I think that's the nice thing about the Big Five. It's such an interesting concept. It's very unique racing and probably not much like it out in the country or in the world, in fact. And that's the fact that you've got to combine all these separate day disciplines and events. And, it's so unpredictable. I had a great run last year, and hopefully I have another good run this year. Things I'm looking forward to this year is one, the addition of them bringing in the Dragon Mile Swim. So that suits me a lot because last year there was no swimming event included in the Big Five, and swimming I think is considered one of my strengths. So this year having it in the Big Five is going to be great. And the other thing I'm looking forward to is not getting lost on the marathon. I've been ragged for a year, and I look forward to finishing it and finishing well this year. I've chosen to go with the marathon again as opposed to the half. I think, just strategy-wise, weighing up against my competitors, I think that lies with the best chances, and I'll give it a good go, but I'm up against some tough guys, so we'll see what happens.
The swim does add quite an interesting dynamic, especially for you guys up the front of the pack. I mean, if you take what the options are on that day, it's either the paddle or the bike, 100 k's on the bike. I mean, you can't really compare a mile swim to 100 k's on the bike, just what that's going to do to your body. You'll recover. I mean, for you, 1,500, 1,600 meters in the water is nothing.
That's it. That's another aspect. The recovery after a swim is compared to a run in general is a lot quicker. So, 1,500 meters in the water as opposed to 100 or 100 odd Ks on the bike, it's definitely one less discipline on the legs and hopefully a little bit fresher for the rest. So, I think, the Big Five, as I say, it's not as easy as people think it is, and it's tough. And I think by the third event into the week, you start feeling the signs of fatigue. So, one less on the legs is going to definitely be a little bit of advantage.
I chatted to Carla van Heestien about it in the last episode of Try Talk SA. You're saying exactly the same thing. You're both scaring the living daylights out of me, Ken, because I leveled with her and I'm going to level with you too. I mean, I've done a fair amount of cycling and running and that sort of thing, but I've never done a mountain bike race. So, I mean, I've ridden a bit of mountain bike, but never done an actual race. I've never done an actual trail run race. I've run a bit of trail, but nothing too serious. And I've never done an Xterra. So I'm in for an interesting week, aren't I?
No, definitely. I mean, if I can give you any bit of advice, I would just say book not one, but maybe two or three massages for the week. But yeah, look, it comes with the territory. I mean, the thing is, what people don't realize, like, they can take a long distance event and you can pace yourself. But now you're combining a week's worth of short, fast, intense events, and suddenly you get this muscle breakdown. But you're waking up tomorrow and you've got to go again. So that's where the tough element comes in. It's not, it's an event, but then next day it's another event and you've got to be recovered. So the whole week you're doing everything in your possible powers to try and recover and do it quickly. So yeah, it's obviously depends on how hard you race, I guess. But yeah, not easy.
No, it should be good fun. I mean, like I've been saying as well, it's going to be, I'm not going out there to win the thing like you guys are. I just using it as a training week, basically, ahead of Zurich. So really looking forward to that. As far as the competition goes, Carla was saying there's not too many girls that do all five, but there's quite a few guys. I mean, competition pretty stiff, and most of it coming from the triathletes, or do you get a couple of surprises from guys who are out and out cyclists or out and out runners?
Yeah, look, I think the toughest competitors are generally your when I say triathletes, so multi-sport type athletes. Biking and running, two sports, you know, you can really get guys that can do both. So definitely a multi-sport athlete, a pure cyclist as such or a pure runner as such will only get halfway. Your multi-sport guys, and that's the thing when people underestimate the short events. I mean, it's going to be on the swim as well. And last year I found it on, particularly on the Xterra and the trail run. Although it's a short event, the way the point scoring work, every little second will count. So the bigger the gap, the less of, you know, the less points you're going to get. So the short events essentially become more important than the long events in terms of how close you are to the leader.
Yeah, and for someone like you, that's quite interesting, because obviously the sort of longer things are more your game. I mean, you enjoy the shorter stuff, but you sort of excel at the longer sort of things. So the intensity is pretty tough from that perspective on an event like this.
Yes, well, that's it, 100%. You know, I mean, just two particular events stood out a lot for me last year, and that was the trail run and the Xterra. And I was redlined. I had to go balls to the wall and I had to hang on really tough to stay in contention. And funny enough, if you look at the overall picture, I think that's those two probably where I lost most of my points in time. Yet I wasn't that far down the field. So yeah, short events count a lot. Don't underestimate the fact that they're shorter and they're easier. They're not.
And looking ahead beyond Neisner, you're obviously using this as a bit of base as well. I mean, you've got a couple of big races coming up in Europe. What's on the cards for you?
As I say, Neisner is a perfect stop along the way to keep me going through winter. And past that, I'm going to do something exciting, which we did last year, and that's we're doing a bike tour back from Neisner to Cape Town. So we'll leave on the Sunday and we'll do a nice little ride back to Cape Town, but all part of the training. And then after that, I've entered into an Ironman coming up at the end of September. So going to do Ironman Mallorca. So very excited to do that. And then we'll see how that goes.
It sounds awesome. Ken, for someone who's never done the Big Five like me, I mean, you've done it. You know what to expect. I mean, what's your favorite part about it?
I can't really call out a certain part. As I say, I think the most exciting thing is that it's not just, you know, you do an event and it's done and you're over and then what? Whereas now you're doing five events. So you finish your event and you can't wait to see the scoreboard and you can't wait to see your time and how it converts and where you're lying. And, you know, it's to me, it's kind of like a week worth of fun and anticipation and, you know, watching the logs and seeing how it goes. So, yeah, it lasts a little bit longer, I suppose, that racing sensation.
Awesome stuff. Kent Horner, thank you so much for joining us, and looking forward to seeing you down in Knysna, and all the best with the rest of your prep and safe travels.
Thanks, Brad. Good luck to you too.
And that's it, another episode done and dusted. Hey, don't forget, if there's someone you want us to chat to, or if there's someone we should know about here on Try Talk SA, please do let us know. Obviously, we try and keep an ear to the ground, but we do miss lots, and there are some amazing, amazing people out in the South African triathlon scene that we'd love to chat to. So if you know of someone that perhaps we don't, that we should be chatting to, please pop me an email, podcast@trytalksa.co.za. Until next week, have yourself a brilliant one. My name's Brad Brown. Thanks for downloading and listening to this podcast, and we'll chat soon. Cheers.